You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I only got about 45 seconds for an intro because I wanted to hear the end of this. I wanted you to hear the end of this message today. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. By your words, you will be justified. And I'll tell you, it's just a punch in the stomach sometimes when you read in the Bible when Jesus said, and Paul echoed too, that every idle word that men have spoken in their lives, we're going to have to give an account of in the day of judgment. And it's a punch in the stomach. Who can stand? This is the last part of this message. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Here's the last part of this message. By your words, you'll be justified.
Let's all turn back to him today. We're going to take communion today. Let's all turn back to God. Put our faith and trust in him to see you through whatever it is that you're going through. Okay? I said, if you don't trust him today, you're not going to trust him tomorrow. How could you? You know something? Satan's got you pegged. I can speak louder. That's all right. You want me to turn everything up? Where's the volume level on here? Satan says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. That is what the devil, Diablos, thinks about you. You in the back, all of you. That's what Satan thinks about you until you prove him wrong. And you prove him wrong by being like Daniel when the government says, stop praying. You say, he didn't even say anything. He opened his doors like he always did. And he went about his business and he kept on praying. And he didn't listen to the government. Because when the government interferes on your relationship with God, you say no to the government. You got that? Even though the Bible says, and Paul wrote this, when Nero was feeding Christians to the lions, he says, do everything the government tells you. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there's no other authority except that which exists comes from God. You do what they say. You pay your taxes. You be a good citizen. But when they say, don't pray or don't sing, you don't listen to them. Thank you very much. That took a lot out of me. Verse 4. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Meaning, indeed, there is a time when what you do is going to be judged. And it'll bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Church, remind me to take a sick day when that happens. I want to be out at BJ's when this happens. Or Pluto or something. Listen to this, 2 Corinthians 5:9. Therefore, we make it our aim, I bet, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. For we must all appear, same Greek word used for a summons. Talk about getting this summons in the mail. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Verse 11, knowing therefore the terror or fear of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are known to God, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. All right, here's one more. This is on the handout too. Matthew 12:35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, meaning he's going to build on that. Here comes a little more. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Again. I mean, here you were having a loving Sunday, minding your own business, and then wham! You're going to have to explain and give an account for every idle. The word idle here means insincere. But luckily, there's a church here that no one's ever said any insincere words here. Thank God. This doesn't apply to any of you. Does anyone see now why we saved communion for the end of the service today? I mean, why have it before? You'd be already guilty between before and afterwards. I say to you that for every idle word that men know, let me be like all the new Bibles today, that all men and women may speak. They will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. So maybe you're asking the question, well, since I am a Christian, does this apply to me? Or is this just for everyone else except me? By the way, I vote for that. Everyone else except me. Let's look at that again. Matthew 12. Question, who was Jesus speaking to? First and foremost, he's speaking to Pharisees. But ultimately, he's speaking to you and he's speaking to me. So that it punches you in the gut and so you'll know and see, God help me, who will deliver me from this body of death? How are you going to stand before God and give an account for every idle word you've spoken in your whole life? How do you plan on getting through that? See, these things aren't designed to condemn you. They're designed to point you to the Savior. You don't have to be condemned. All you got to do is receive him. That's your only hope. By your words, you'll be justified. Indeed, by your words, you'll be justified. The Bible says with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God, and he's my Lord, and I receive him. By your words, you're justified. And by your words, oh, that religion is a crutch for weak people. Yeah. I'm weak too, believe me. But my Bible says that when I am weak, then I'm strong. So, everyone, I'd say so. And then 2 Corinthians 5:9, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. So without a Savior, you stand guilty and condemned. And everything you said, all the things you've said in darkness for your whole life, Jesus is going to bring to light. That is, he's going to shine the light on it for everyone to see. You would think in Washington, D.C., everyone would be Christian. Imagine that. Think of American politics. Think of Bill and Hillary Clinton, of Vince Foster, of the Kennedys, of Abe Lincoln, the Mafia, all those racists in the South that killed black people because of the color of their skin. Everything you've done and thought and said in private, that God's going to shine the light on. And you're going to stand before him and give an account for all of it. All the evil deeds all these politicians have done, they think they've got away with. They didn't get away with it because he sees it all. And he's going to shine the light on all of it. For by your words you'll be justified. And by your words you'll be condemned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So what can I do? I think we've already cut to the chase. I mean, this verse punches me in the stomach. For everyone has spoken enough idle words to fill a book in their lifetime, right? What can we do? Answer. 1 John 1:8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, then we call him a liar, and his word is not in us. Like I said earlier, you're going to have to serve somebody. It might be the devil, and it might be the Lord. Hear me now. Serve the devil, and you'll give an account. Serve the Lord, and have everything you've ever done obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's your option. I'll leave you with this scripture, then we're going to have communion. Something God said to Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 34. God says, the time is coming in which everyone's going to know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sins I will remember no more. Hallelujah. That's good news. It's your choice. You can stand before the cleansing fire of Jesus Christ and give an account for everything you've done. But let me say, if what you've said and has done is sin, then when you have turned and repented of it and received Jesus Christ, according to the word of God, he says, I won't remember it. I won't remember it anymore.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.